Fox News Radio, Jared Halperin. Thanks for joining us and giving us some time here real quickly. This confirmation of Gina Haspel for CIA director has been in the works for a while right now, but it finally is here.
Yeah, Gina Haspel was confirmed by the Senate yesterday, getting the support of six Senate Democrats, more than enough to make up for the Republicans who voted against her. There were two Republicans who voted against Gina Haspel, Rand Paul. That was long expected. He had long signaled his opposition to Gina Haspel. And Jeff Flake, the Arizona Republican who voted no, announcing that a few days after the senior senator from Arizona, John McCain, had expressed his sentiments that he would vote no and urged his colleagues to do the same. Obviously, the controversy surrounding Haspel has brought up these old wounds about the post-9/11 enhanced interrogation program, the role that Gina Haspel played. What ultimately seemed to win her some support from key Democrats, particularly the top Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, Mark Warner, was after her confirmation hearing, these written responses, the additional sort of follow-up questions where she said, you know, in hindsight, it was a mistake for the CIA to do that operation. And again, as we heard in her confirmation hearing, she made clear it was nothing that she thought that the CIA should ever start again, but would not really answer the question when asked whether or not she thought it was morally wrong to have started that program.
So once she had been leading the CIA in the meantime, because she was
she was the number two at the CIA when Mike Pompeo was CIA director. So when Mike Pompeo became Secretary of State, she became the acting CIA director. So yeah, she has been sort of in that role here for several weeks. But clearly, you need a confirmed CIA director. And, you know, her credentials, you know, were not anything that anybody, like, you know, that was not the complaint. She's been with the CIA for 33 years. Mm-hmm. She's worked, you know, around the world for the CIA. She didn't talk a lot about much of it, as you would imagine. But it really had to do with this post-9/11, you know, the rendition program, the black site prisons in Thailand, some places in Europe, the waterboarding, the other enhanced interrogation techniques, which many critics, including John McCain, say amounts to torture and should never have been done. And not only her role in that, but in her role afterwards when the Senate was trying to get some answers about it, and there were complaints that she threw up some roadblocks and was involved in sort of trying to hide some of the pertinent facts related to that program in its immediate aftermath.
It's worthy of note, while it's not a qualification to become the CIA director, that she is the first female CIA director.
Sure.
Has that even discussed, or is that even a part of any of these confirmation hearings, or is it just kind of an after trivial, oh, and she is the first female CIA director? Do they discuss it in these confirmation hearings?
Well, I mean, I think to your point, it was not like the overriding qualification, right? I mean,
yeah.
She's been at the CIA for 33 years. I think that's important. And listen, there were certainly Republicans and people within the administration who trumpeted that, you know, why are Democrats denying the first woman the opportunity to lead the CIA? I think that was certainly part of the overall nomination. It wasn't the main part. It mm-hmm. wasn't, you know, what people pointed to when they said we need to confirm Gina Haspel. But I think it is certainly worth note. And you look at not just at the CIA, but you know, look around the country and the number of women who are running for office and winning primaries, that is a story that's getting a lot of attention, just sort of, you know, on a grander scale, you know, beyond just the mm-hmm. single case of Gina Haspel.
Yeah.
But I think it fits within that larger narrative.
I agree. And as a female myself, it's like I like to be able to identify it and kind of honor and respect it without having to get into the whole discussion about, like, the implications of it. But it is.
I did chuckle a little bit during her confirmation hearing. She was sort of giving her introductory remarks, introducing herself, and she said she was a typical middle-class American. And I thought, been at the CIA a long time. Maybe not typical.
Probably not. Probably not.
Probably had some experiences that many of us cannot relate
yes.
to.
We would like for our CIA director to have a little bit of an exceptional qualification to lead that department. Thank you, Jared Halperin, Fox News Radio. We appreciate your time today. Have a good weekend.